Hi. Due to the fact that I would like to professionally deal with hardware design, I decided to work on a modest portfolio. I'm still learning Altium Designer, so I'm looking for interesting ideas to implement. In this case, it is also my first four-layer board, and I must say that from now on, I will only make such. This is also the first board for which I ordered a SMD soldering screen. I must admit that with such a number of SMD components, the sieve is a great help. As one project I plan to create in the future will have a high voltage component, I figured ST-Link isolation might be useful. A few times due to a small short circuit, I managed to kill the CPU, and I would not like my project to turn into a USB killer at some point. Insulation can be done in several ways. One of them is the isolation of the CLK and data signals of the SWD interface. After a short search, it turned out that this is not the optimal solution. For example, the ADUM1250 chip, which is an I2C bus isolator that could be used in this case, has a maximum speed limit of 1 MHz. SWD will work, but we will be forced to reduce the timing unnecessarily. You can look for other faster insulators, but this solution will still have several limitations. So the natural choice seems to be to isolate the USB port itself. After a deeper thought, I found that once the programmer is connected, it would be good to have serial port options and connect a logic analyzer. Originally, I wanted to buy single, ready-made, passive USB 1.1 isolators from AliExpress, but I found that it would be more developmental to make something of my own. This is how the idea for the isolated USB hub was born. As an addition, I decided to add an isolated converter there, so that the hub was active. Initially, I was convinced that USB full speed would be sufficient after all. Such a device is quite specific, and the transmission speed is not the main assumption here. It seems to me that around January, there was no USB 2.0 isolator on the Mouser. It was also hard to find something in Google, so the choice fell on ISO USB 111DWEVM, USB Full Speed Isolator. In version 0.2, change to ADUM3166BRSE, USB High Speed, USB 2534i, Hub 4x USB, IES 0205S05, Isolated 5V/5V 2W Converter for Passive USB, LN5020, Controller of the Main DC-DC Converter, TPS 2552 DBVT, USB port power controller, with adjustable maximum output current. Let me discuss version 0.2 with some modifications that are imposed on the schematic and PCB version 0.3, which will be ordered perhaps in the near future. The ADUM3166BRSE is almost an application from the catalog note. Everything is integrated and automatically configured in the chip itself. The secondary side of the circuit requires the connection of an isolated 5-volt voltage. Theoretically, there is a 3.3-volt linear stabilizer in the system, which can be used to power the U9 chip. But the experiments in version 0.1 showed that the current efficiency during startup is not sufficient for stable operation, at least in the USB 111 chip. To avoid surprises with the new chip and the new plate, I decided to use an external stabilizer right away. For proper operation, a 24 MHz quartz resonator and several filtering capacitors are also required. The USB 2534i is also not very complicated, and basically its application is also a datasheet. Any configuration of the system consists in pulling up specific pins to power or ground. In my case, all ports are set to ports that can charge batteries, VCENX, and boot with settings taken from internal EEPROM, SCL, SDA. Hub activity pin and information about full speed communication are connected to floor LEDs. The LED 0 pin, activity, needs to be configured through the MP Lab Connect configurator application. However, the application seems to have a problem with the appropriate drivers on Windows 10. I do not currently have a laptop with older Windows, so this option is not active. According to the catalog note, RBIAS must be 12K ohm, a precision resistor close to the system is.